Showers do become likely overnight tonight with a low around 59. These showers will continue throughout the day on Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 81, and more showers throughout Wednesday night with a low of 60. Showers are still likely on Thursday, some sunshine possible with a high of 78, southeast winds gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas University Chancellor Doug Girard has partnered with Kansas State University's President Richard Linton as they say that they've endorsed legislation at the federal level overturning a federal ban on collection of student-level data on higher education enrollment rates, degree completion, and post-to-college success across the different institutions and majors in the United States. KAKE News reports that the legislation came out of the U.S. House of Representatives as approved, known as the College Transparency Act of 2022. As they say, a bipartisan group of legislators introduced the bill to try and close the gaps in U.S. college data reporting. According to the partnership between Kansas State University and KU, they released a statement saying, quote, families and students should have access to all relevant information as they consider their higher educational opportunities. The understanding of student success at universities and a comparison between the cost to attend the university and a potential job placement and lifetime earnings are important factors in the value of a degree.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
A Kansas angler has received multiple different citations after he attempted to go fishing in the city of Garden City, Kansas, with a 9mm handgun. WIBW reports that according to game wardens, along with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they said that on Tuesday last week, Finney County wardens seized a 9mm handgun that was used to be taking fish, as not only was he fishing illegally with the handgun, but also was fishing illegally in general with having no fishing license. Game wardens across the state of Kansas are reminding individuals that it is illegal to use a firearm to catch a fish. As they say, non-sport fishing can only be caught with a fishing pole and line, along with trot lines, set lines, gigs, crossbows, or bow and arrows with a line attached. In other news, one Kansas man from Topeka, Kansas is set to resume a resentencing after the Kansas Supreme Court said that part of his original sentence for drug possession was not legal. WIBW reports that Alan Lee Bush claimed on appeal that his sentence was illegal in the state, failing to prove his previous convictions in New Jersey for burglary and other criminal trespass issues, along with personal felonies.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Lincoln County Crime Stoppers Organization held their annual golf fundraiser over the weekend at the Indian Meadows Golf Course in North Platte, Nebraska. As they say, the money that's raised during the golf tournament goes towards helping it offer rewards for information that may be given to the Crime Stoppers that leads to solving a crime within the community.
Our organization has received hundreds of tips over the last several years. And of those tips, we have solved 50 to 60 different crimes. People call in with tips on either a phone line or a website and give us information. It's all anonymous. And if that information leads to an arrest for the crime, then they are given a reward.
That was Jane Davis, the president of the Crime Stoppers on KNOP News Channel 2, where they say individual tips that have been led to Crime Stoppers has helped solve near 50 crimes in the area.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Community Foundation reports setting a new record Friday during the annual Pony Up Match Day, generating nearly $390,000 in contributions with 1,188 gifts to 56 different funds, which added to $90,000 in matching funds, brought in a total of some $480,000, surpassing last year's mark of $464,000. The Tennis Court Refurbishment Fund, established to maintain the new tennis courts in the city park, raised nearly $45,000 from 22 donors as the top dollars raised, with nearly $35,000 from 86 donors toward the Blue River Rail Trail, which announced plans for development of a kids' bike course near the trailhead north of Marysville. Historic Union Pacific Depot fundraising was split between restoration and heating and air conditioning funds, generating a combined $28,000. And the Historic Courthouse Fix the Bricks campaign, Kester House Museum Foundation, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative each received around $18,000 in contributions. Again, the total raised Friday with matching funds totaling $480,000. The full leaderboard is available online at pointingupmarysville.com. Marshall County commissioners last week discussed with the sheriff the next steps for jail construction. The board will try to meet with the architect, construction manager at risk, and financial specialist again in the next couple of weeks. After a petition, the option to move forward with a lease purchase that would finance roughly half the cost of a new jail was turned down by voters earlier in April. There's been some discussion recently regarding disposal of a damaged turbine blade recently struck by lightning. Per agreement, no components of the windmill will be accepted at the county landfill. Marshall County Public Works has announced a road closure on 16th Road between Harvest and Indian for bridge repair, with construction to last approximately 6 weeks. Washington County netted just over $20,000 from 20 properties sold at a tax sale in February, which will be applied to the $70,000 in back taxes owed. Nemahal County Commissioners rejected a second request that the county share in repair and assume maintenance of some roads in the Sabetha area and Rock Creek Township, noting they may be open to considering a policy that could be applied across the county. Recent staff terminations have created discussion, and comments were heard from some residents. The county attorney advising he could find nothing in state statute regarding inclusion of staff terminations or hirings in commissioners' minutes. Gage County Board of Supervisors delayed approval last week of a special use permit that would allow development of a 6,250-head swine operation between Pickerel and Adams. They asked additional questions of the applicant and are awaiting results of soil and water testing from the state. The delay could postpone consideration until June or July. Also last week, no action was taken on proposed solar regulations in Gage County. Pottawatomie County is exploring options of two simultaneous bridge projects on Havensville Road in the northern part of the county, with Public Works authorizing to begin design that would help avoid a prolonged closure of the Havensville Road. A planned project would be combined with another bridge structure that was damaged nearby following a car accident last month. The two are both about 90 years old. Construction could start this fall, as the motion to move forward was passed on a 2-1 vote. Local farmers had expressed support for the effort to avoid limited access to fields over a longer period of time. Groundbreaking for a new ambulance facility at Leonardville that would serve northern Riley County was held Monday. The EMS station will accommodate full-time staff and is expected to cost some $799,000 for construction, which is expected to be complete by September. Earlier this spring, it was also announced that EMS headquarters will soon move to a new facility at Manhattan to house other emergency operations, to create the new Raleigh County Public Safety Headquarters, which will allow an emergency operations center as well. Second half personal property taxes in Kansas are due Wednesday, May 10th, and may be paid at county clerk's offices. In Marshall County, property taxes may also be paid at local banks. Mail-ins with May 10th postmarks are accepted, and a drop box is available at the courthouse in Marysville. Please don't put cash in the drop box and include your name and number with your check. Taxpayers are reminded that in order to avoid delays, please have payment stubs, statements, or receipts. Those eligible for neighborhood revitalization refunds this year must have both real estate and personal property taxes paid by May 10th, or they'll lose eligibility for future refunds. City of Marysville Water Department advises water will be shut off several hours Tuesday in the neighborhood of 808 North 11th for replacement of valves. Again, they will be shutting off water around 9 a.m. Tuesday, and it will be off for several hours in the neighborhoods around 808 North 11th Street. Save some water for drinking purpose as needed. Bertha M. Whitlinger, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral services planned May the 10th at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation May the 9th from noon until 9. Family will see friends from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bertha Whitlinger. Lawrence W. Bill Barrington, Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned May 20th, 11 a.m., on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids. Private interment will follow, with Christy Anders' funeral home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, apricots, and cake. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and sliced peaches. KNDY News Time 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the region today, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Showers are likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers are likely throughout the day on Wednesday as well, cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. More showers are likely throughout Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers on Thursday, sunshine possible with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s, southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And these showers still continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers may continue on Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s, and a slight chance for some showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Some rain on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 73. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 51. And the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:27, with sunrise in the morning at 6:20.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
In downtown Marysville.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar. The salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine-in, takeout, or catering available, barbecue, and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Lakers and Heat about to advance, and the Golden Knights make it look easy. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. NBA Western Semis Game 4. Lonnie Walker of the Lakers relegated to the bench after opening the season as a starter following an injury and trades, but he was the hero in the fourth quarter last night against the Warriors. Throws to Walker on the right side. Long two is on the way, and it's good from Lonnie Walker. Walker has been the best Laker in the biggest moments here in Game 4.
The call on ESPN Radio, two of Walker's 15 fourth quarter points helped the Lakers rally from a 7-point deficit. They took the lead on that shot with just under 2 minutes left, and they held on for the 104-101 win, pushing the defending champs to the brink of elimination. In Miami, the Heat continued to out-hustle the Knicks, winning 109-101 to take a 3-1 series lead. Jimmy Butler led the Heat with 27 points and 10 assists. Bam Adebayo chipped in 23 and 13 boards. Stanley Cup, Edmonton hosting Las Vegas. Game 3 of their series tied at a game apiece. Late first period, tied at 1 when Jonathan Marchessault got his stick on the puck.
Out comes Jack Eichel. Rink wide right to Marchessault. To the middle, Eichel straight on. Waits, pulls to the circle, he centers, they score!
Call on KKGK. Marchessault breaking the tie. The Golden Knights poured it on from there, scoring 3 more goals, 5 unanswered in total. Vegas beats the Oilers 5-1 for a 2-1 series lead. The once proud Chicago Blackhawks won the NHL draft lottery last night, earning them the right to select Canadian phenom Connor Bedard. Baseball, the two top teams in the AL East went head-to-head. Orioles hosting the Rays, top 9, Rays leading 2-0. Luke Rayleigh putting the cherry on top.
Swing and a long high drive deep into the Baltimore Knights. And this one at a right center is gone. Home run.
The call on WDAE. Tampa shuts out Baltimore 3-0. The Rangers edge the Mariners 2-1. Brewers 9, Dodgers 3. The Yankees beat the A's 7-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no wrap requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Get your ag news on this Tuesday, May the 9th, from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if it's Tuesday, you know the routine. It's time for the Steckline Report.
Well, Fed cattle prices, they set a record just a few days ago and then started backing up a little bit, which is kind of a surprise to a lot of people in the cattle business and what's going on there. Well, I got to tell you, it's always these traders that, and I think a lot of them, really don't know which end of the cow's going south. But any event, that market, mercantile exchange, has been a thorn in my side forever. Always will be, because I don't like a bunch of people that are trading paper setting my cattle price. And that's what's going on, friends. They looked at the cattle on feed report. They weren't very happy with it. Here's what happened with the cattle on feed report that just came out a few days ago. Number of cattle on feed down 4.4%. Now, that wasn't bad. In fact, that should have got their attention as to being very positive. But placements were only down 1% from a year ago. Only 1%. And marketings of fed cattle only down 1% from a year ago. The on-feed inventory included cattle on lighter weights, and that kind of helped. But the trade was looking for a 5% decline in both of those categories that were down 1%. And so they're down in the mouth, and that gave them an opportunity on the Board of Trade to make it lower, which is what fires right into the live cattle market. What about food prices? I got to tell you, it's kind of interesting. Food prices were lower in March, even though they were 8.5% higher than a year ago. But I was kind of surprised to see grocery prices down some, not much, folks, less than 1% across the board. But that included everything from poultry, fish, eggs, decreased 1.4%. Thanks for being with us here on the Steckline Report.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
The dean of Kansas State University's College of Agriculture, Ernie Minton, puts together a monthly statewide update with articles from K-State Research and Extension. Minton discusses the articles, which include hypertension, fungicide use for wheat, and the Kansas Animal Science and Leadership Academy. K-State launched a program to help with hypertension awareness and prevention.
K-State Research and Extension is a link to many programs related to food and agriculture, natural resources, but another very, very important thing that our specialists that become involved in and agents is community health and programs that support that. And so hypertension or high blood pressure is a really, really important medical issue that is particularly threatening because it doesn't make itself known. You don't necessarily know, or you wouldn't normally know, that you have hypertension or high blood pressure. And so getting ahead of that is really very, very important. So this is where our extension personnel have developed programs to come in and help with that.
Crop producers with standing wheat may want to look into early fungicide use.
I think folks are familiar with the challenges that our wheat growers in southwest Kansas are having with a different problem, and that is the lack of moisture. But I think this article really points for those who have a good stand and have the opportunity for a good harvest can really make a difference between one that's good and one that could be improved dramatically. And Kelsey Anderson Onifree has some nice tips for our wheat growers relative to fungicide application, which should be worth a good read.
K-State's Animal Sciences and Industry Department hosts a summer animal science leadership program for students interested in the livestock industry.
Animal Science has a really nice program that's open to a limited number of high school students that are interested in livestock-related careers, known as the Animal Science Leadership Academy, and is June 21 to 24 in Manhattan. And I'd say the department does a really, really good job of incorporating leadership opportunities for incoming students. There are, you know, some students that come into that leadership academy, you know, that are very, very familiar with the breadth of opportunities there are in animal science, and then others maybe that aren't as familiar. And so pairing with that mentor, talking about opportunities in livestock and livestock-related industries, this really is a great opportunity for students.
That was K-State's College of Agriculture Dean and K-State Research and Extension Director, Ernie Minton, outlining the K-State Research and Extension stories he included in the monthly statewide newsletter for April. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Before satellites and weather radar, folks use the signs around them as weather alerts. We will share that time-tested weather wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 9th, the 129th day of the year. Musician Billy Joel has a birthday, and on this day in 1754, the Pennsylvania Gazette published America's first newspaper cartoon, a divided snake captioned with "Join or Die." Spring is a good time to brush up on some weather proverbs. Here's a few for predicting fair weather or foul. One legend goes, bees will not swarm before a near storm. Another says lightning in the south is a sure sign of drought. Old-timers believed lightning without thunder meant fair weather was coming. And some are convinced that cows know exactly what's approaching. If one scratches his ear, a shower is near. If it thumps its ribs with its tail, expect thunder, lightning, or hail. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your forecast at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 62 degrees this hour, sunshine in the studios. Chance thunderstorms developing later today, tonight. Kind of hit miss through midweek.
American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals finally put together a great game last night, hitting the baseball. They recorded 14 hits and scored 12 runs in a 12-5 win over the Chicago White Sox to open up the series at Kauffman Stadium. After the game, manager Matt Cotario talked about the highs and lows of a season and last night's performance at the plate.
The process was great the whole time, you know, and teams are going to go through ups and downs offensively throughout the course of a year. So I'm happy for the guys that they're having that success, but I'm more happy that they haven't changed their work, their thought process. They didn't panic. It's easy to do when you're struggling, and they didn't do that.
The White Sox and Royals will play game two of the series again tonight at Kauffman. Speaking of the Kansas City Royals, pitcher Ryan Yarbrough was placed on the 15-day injured list one day after being hit in the face by a line drive during Sunday's game against the Oakland Athletics. He's expected to make a full recovery. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
A perfect weekend ahead for the 47th Annual Mother's Day Flea Market, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Nearly 100 booths will be featured. Artwork will be on display in the Marysville Junior High School Gymnasium. Saturday, Big Bang Boom, a kid-friendly pop rock trio performs at 11:30. And Sunday, a chicken barbecue, dine-in or carry-out will serve 11 to 2 at the Helfering Center. For details, find them on Facebook at Mother's Day Market or contact Marysville Chamber on Main Street. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: United Bank and Trust, Landall Company, and Nordis Motor Company.
KNDY.
She's got you thinking.
let this be a lesson to you.
Mama never raised any smart mouth kid. She told us once and that was it. She said, son, sit down. Son, that's enough. Mama really loved us, but she sure was tough. Could never get away with calling her and bluff. You've been running all night, chasing those skirts. You ought to be ashamed, late again for work. Boy, don't you know you're on the wrong track. And throwing it away, you never get it back. Hard-loving mamas don't cut you no slack. With my